All right, we've heard about surrender, investing, and cash collateral, and now you're going to get to relax your brains a little bit because I'm just going to throw some numbers out at you for a little while. Some you may be interested in, some you won't be, but you'll be able to rest your mind for just a little while before we get to some more meat in the Chapter 13 trustee panel. Want to talk about filing rates. Everybody is, of course, interested in that. I've got the national numbers up here. The national numbers, as you can see, and this is through the first two quarters of the fiscal year of 2017, and the comparison is to last year, so fiscal year 2016 versus fiscal year 2017. National numbers, 13 cases are down slightly, relatively flat. Seven are down slightly, and Chapter 11s are down 13%. Now, one thing that's probably important to note here is that, at least from what we see in filing trends, is at least that the dissension rate is starting to flatten out, especially in the Chapter 7 cases and the Chapter 13 cases. Because if you look at, if you look at the state of Texas, for example, in Chapter 7, you'll see they're actually up in all the districts in Texas, with the Southern District up 20%, Northern District 6%, Western District 5%. That's really more of what we're seeing nationally as well, even though overall they're down. We're seeing Chapter 7 is picking up a little bit. Now, I know that you guys could tell me, well, I'm not really seeing that in terms of the amount of business I have and the clients, et cetera, but we are seeing, I think, at least maybe it's bottomed out at this point. Of course, we've been thinking that for a couple of years now, so we're hoping maybe it's finally there.